Governor Steve Bullock is responding to criticism over his appointment of Lieutenant Governor John Walsh to the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Senator Max Baucus last week. The move has been characterized by the state GOP as a political backroom deal orchestrated to help Democrats maintain control of the Senate into the 2014 election. Bullock says he spoke to no Democratic Party officials ahead of the appointment other than to tell Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid the issue was, quote, none of your damn business, end quote. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says it's not just political opponents complaining about the process.
Max Baucus, a 35-year legacy of service.
Critics from the right have been quick to condemn the Walsh appointment. Here's an ad from the conservative group American Crossroads.
Governor Bullock could have chosen anyone. Why John Walsh?
But the left-leaning news satire program The Daily Show with Jon Stewart weighed in too.
To be fair to Baucus, he did not raise money for the president. He actually stepped down from the Senate so the Democratic governor of Montana could appoint his replacement, making it more likely Democrats will retain the Senate. You know, non-financial corruption. But there is at least one ambassador.
Governor Bullock was also lambasted by the editorial boards of both the Missoulian and Billings Gazette newspapers this week. The Missoulian said in no uncertain terms Bullock should not have appointed Walsh. Quote, that he did so without even an attempt at transparency, without even the barest explanation of his reasoning to the people of Montana, is appalling, end quote. In the weeks running up to the Walsh appointment, Governor Bullock would not discuss what he said was still the hypothetical situation of Senator Baucus becoming the ambassador to China.
This is a hypothetical. There's been a nomination made by the president. Once the Senate confirms it, I'll deal with it.
That's from January 9th. He maintained that tight-lipped approach until the morning after Baucus's confirmation.
I introduce to you United States Senator John Walsh.
The governor says he did not interview anyone for the position, not even Walsh. The Billings Gazette editorial board says the secrecy on the process might be politics of the worst kind. The paper's editor, Daryl Ehrlich, serves on the board. He says, hey, this is one of two U.S. senators from Montana, a position normally elected by the people. And in this case, replacing someone who has been very powerful in both the Montana and national political scenes.
By Max Baucus leaving, that's a pretty important appointment. And we just felt like there needed to be more transparency.
Why make more of a media circus when you look at what this becomes is an arm wrestling in the effort to try to be transparent.
Here's Governor Bullock speaking today.
I would say, though, that the decision that is entrusted to me to make, and that after working with John for 22 months, I thought that and believed that he would be the best.
He says other, perhaps more public processes for similar appointments in other states have in the past ended up looking like what he calls American Idol contests. He says if the Missoulian and Gazette editorial boards looked around the country at, say, the last 10 Senate appointments, they would find methods similar to the one he used. As to the lingering accusations of a political backroom deal orchestrated by the president and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
If there was a backroom deal, I was certainly never invited into that backroom.
Bullock says Senator Reid did in fact give him a call before Baucus's nomination to the Chinese ambassadorship became public.
And I said, you know what? Stay out of my decision making. This is a decision that I make and no one else.
He says he did not talk to other Democratic Party officials about the appointment either. Ultimately, Bullock says he chose someone for the U.S. Senate seat, whom he had already entrusted to take over the governor's office if something were to happen to him. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.